Hello, I'm Sasha Keogh with the latest news, sports and weather. EU environment ministers gather in Brussels today, just days before the start of the COP30 World Climate Conference in Brazil. They plan to finalise European climate targets for 2040, with particular focus on greenhouse gas reduction targets. Luxembourg has backed the European Commission's proposal of a 90% reduction. Luxembourg's Environment Minister Serge Wilmers will represent the Grand Duchy at the talks. Meanwhile, in Nairobi, the United Nations is releasing its latest report on global warming, with updated figures on the state of the planet's climate. Luxembourg's Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel is in Uzbekistan today and tomorrow for UNESCO's 43rd General Conference. The organisation will set its programme and budget and elect members to its executive board. Luxembourg is bidding for a seat on the board for the first time in 20 years. A new OECD report shows that Luxembourg recorded 26,000 new long-term or permanent immigrant arrivals last year, down 4% on 2023. Most came from other EU countries, with Portuguese, French and Italian nationals topping the list. Asylum applications fell 19% to around 2,100, mainly from Eritrea, Syria and Algeria. In other news, New York goes to the polls today to elect a new mayor. The frontrunner is Zoran Mamdani, a 34-year-old Democrat who describes himself as a socialist. If elected, he would become the first Muslim mayor in the city's history. The current mayor, Eric Adams, is not standing after being caught up in a corruption scandal. In Sudan, the conflict between government forces and the RSF militia continues to escalate. Tens of thousands are now fleeing the fighting in the Kordofan region, and famine has been declared in an increasing number of areas. The International Criminal Court has opened an investigation into allegations of mass killings and rape. And at least five people have been killed and hundreds of thousands displaced as rains driven by Typhoon Kalmagi flooded swathes of the central Philippines earlier today. And today marks the 75th anniversary of the European Convention on Human Rights. Signed in Rome on the 4th of November 1950, it came into force 3 years later. The European Court of Human Rights in Strasbourg continues to monitor its implementation across the 46 member states of the Council of Europe. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. In Luxembourg football, Mama have parted company with manager Dean Leon following their heavy 4-1 defeat to Bissen on Sunday. It's a fall from grace for Leon, who only last season guided Mama to promotion to the National Division and the First Division title. The club now finds itself at the bottom of the table with just 7 points from 12 matches. Looking ahead to tonight's Champions League fixtures, Liverpool host Real Madrid, while Frankfurt take on Napoli. And Bayern Munich face Paris Saint-Germain in a match that will also be shown live on RTL. And in horse racing, Jamie Mellum has become only the second woman jockey to win the Melbourne Cup, steering Half Yours to victory in the $10 million Australian dollar race. She's the first woman to win both the Caulfield Cup and Melbourne Cup in the same year.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
More misty November this Tuesday. More misty November weather this Tuesday, though there is a reasonable chance of the occasional ray of sunshine breaking through. After a foggy start, it should turn dry with some bright spells developing. It's feeling crisp out there with maximum temperatures between 12 and 14 degrees.